This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, this is Rick Ignacio, hanging out with Leo on Joy.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. That's radiophone special. Simply call 1300-JOY-949 or sign up online at joy.org.au. Now, this next guy is, you may know him from Geordie Shore, of course. He is a British lad. He is now called Sydney Home after moving down under. He's a bit of a ladies' man, a bit of a charmer. He's on the line right now. Ricky from Geordie Shore, how are you going, mate?
Yes, Leo. Good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Now, your surname, is it Gonaccio?
Yeah, Gonaccio.
Oh, got it right. Fantastic.
Is that
Italian or what?
Yeah, my dad's Sicilian.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Ricky, let's go back a bit because you were raised, of course, in Newcastle in England, left home at 17.
Yep.
You trained to be a hairdresser. Now,
yes, that's right.
That's actually quite smart of you, Ricky, because you get to spend some great time with beautiful women all the time.
Yep. Basically, I mean, going back to my hairdressing background, I got the best training in the world as well. I was training with Tony Muscola, who owns Tony and Guy.
Mm.
I moved to London. My parents bought me a pound down. I was only 17 years old at the time, so I moved down to London. And I was training with him in the main salon. So I was getting all the celebrities coming in from like Five. Do you remember Five?
Yeah.
The girlfriends and stuff like that. So I mean, 17 year old, I was getting the Princess of Dubai in there. She used to give like £100 tips and stuff like that. It was magic. Like seeing all them all do the hairstyles for all the shows and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, with the hairdressing thing, both my parents were both hairdressers, and my granddad was a hairdresser. So it was kind of like a family trade. And then my parents bought me my own salon. But then a month before that, I got the nod for Geordie Shore. So I kind of went off and did that thing instead. But yeah, my hairdressing, it's like a love. Like I actually really love doing it. And one day I will open another salon, 100%.
Now, Ricky, being a hairdresser, we shouldn't say about stereotypes, but most hairdressers are gay. You're straight.
Yeah.
Did you ever get hit on by the lovely guys that came in?
Yeah, of course, man. I don't mind this like at all. Like, I'm comfortable. I mean, I've worked with a lot of gay people in the past, and that I've got gay mates and stuff like that. That kind of stuff doesn't bother me whatsoever.
Who would you turn gay for?
Oh, it's got to be Ricky Martin, man. Keep it in the name. He's a good-looking bloke, and he seems like a lad as well.
He's a great guy. And what about our own Wolverine, Mr. Hugh Jackman?
Oh, yes. I've just been watching him, actually. He's on 20-1.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. He wouldn't be my type, I don't think. Like, I don't think so. I go for the more pretty boy look.
Oh, right. So these days, who cuts your hair? Or do you do a bit of a quick trim yourself?
Joey Leo, I'm an absolute pain in the arse. Like, I'm an absolute nightmare. I mean, I change hairdressers all the time, barbers, stuff like that. And to be quite honest with you, I always get the back and sides done at the barbers or anything like that. And then I do the top myself. Yeah, I'm an absolute nightmare.
Right.
As any hairdresser would be. But yeah, I'm a pain in the arse.
My special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show is Ricky from Geordie Shore. More of this next on Joy.
Hey, this is Ricky Ignacio. Support Joy, the Radiothon. Become a member. Sign up online at joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo. Ricky from Geordie Shore on the line. Now, Ricky, in 2011, you began filming season 2 of Geordie Shore. You stayed until season 5 in 2013. What a rollercoaster ride that was, because you were on this reality TV show. You got to go all over the world and you came to Australia a few times. Looking back, must have been a pretty exciting time for you.
Oh, Leo, I mean, I was 25 year old, I think, when I first started Geordie Shore. I mean, when you first start doing it as well, when I was in series 2, none of us realised how big it was going to go. And I mean, getting to travel to Cancun, I mean, just before I moved here, I think I'd toured Australia the most out of all the Geordie Shore cast members. I mean, I think I'd been over here 6 times. So getting these opportunities in life to seeing parts of the world that you probably wouldn't see without doing this kind of show. And I mean, even like you get young kids waiting to the airport, stuff like that. it's mind-boggling, really, and I really appreciate everything that's happened and stuff like that. And I mean, going back to the big birthday bash, it was quite emotional seeing like Jay and Gaz and Charlotte and stuff like that, because we've all been through a lot of experiences from practically the very beginning together. So it's been like an up and down roller coaster, but one that I wouldn't change. It's been mad.
On Joy Shore, there's heaps of drama all the time, and
yep.
You were having all these, your tops were off, and you're doing all these naughty things,
yeah.
Vicky. Your ex, Vicky, as well, a bit of a drama there.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is with Vicky. I mean, we're never going to get along. There's constantly things going to be people saying all the Vicky Ricky thing. And I mean, she got to do a book and say a lot of stuff that wasn't true about me. And she said a lot of things when I did Celebrity Big Brother back home as well.
So tell the truth now. What happened?
Do you know what it is? I mean, there's a lot of things that hasn't been said. And a lot of people say to me, oh, why don't you just leave it? Kind of stuff like that. But the thing is, when we both get interviewed, we both get asked about the Vicky Ricky thing constantly.
Mm.
It's something that I would love to just put behind us and just move on from.
Exactly.
But there's just so much interest in it. Like, it's just mad. And, I mean, there's a lot of things, to be honest with you, that I would probably just like to clear up in the future, and then I think I'd be happy with it and I've done it instead. Because, I mean, she's had a lot of say in this book that she's done, and telling these stories saying I've done this, I've done that, which a lot of things weren't true. But, I mean, it's got to come to an end one day. But, yeah, everyone saw what we were like on Geordie Shore and on X on the Beach as well. She made my life an absolute nightmare when I came on X on the Beach, trying to make everyone hate me. I was
yeah.
on my door at night. I mean, I can't even tell you the amount of time she battered us, really. It was unbelievable. I mean, she broke my nose. We were in Geordie Shore, which didn't get aired. Now I have a nose job. And, I mean, there's just things like that. Do you know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that people don't know about. I mean, she's trying to, like, come across as this Mrs. Nice Guy and stuff like that when it's actually evil. But, yeah, it's one of those things that we're never going to get along, see eye to eye. And it's probably going to be around for many years to come, unfortunately. Like,
the most powerful thing that you can do is just to stay silent. A dignified silence means more.
Yeah, it's easy saying that. It's easy saying that, but there's always one thing that she says or someone asks me about, and then it gets blown in.
Yeah.
It gets completely blown out of proportion. So whether it's not, it's left for a few months, something always pops back up. And then we're both out again. So, I mean, I completely understand what you're saying, and people have said to me before, and I've said in the past, I'd love to just live and leave it, but I think there's a lot of hatred towards me. I mean, when next on the beach came around and stuff like that, I mean, I walked on the beach, and she thrilled me, and she was about to glass me. One of the girls had to take a glass of her.
My
so,
Lord,
it's just little things like that, it's just mad. But, yeah, honestly, I would love to, I mean, I've moved over to Australia now, but I'm filming my own TV show, completely moved on my life, and it's just,
yeah.
In there.
You moved to Sydney in November last year. So how are you settling
yes.
in?
Love it, you know. I feel like it's just home. Like, everyone's welcomed me with open arms. I mean, I'm absolutely loving life over here. And yeah, I just find it, like, I'm just loving it for management today. And I was just like, look, I'm absolutely loving it. Things. There's a few big things that are coming up that I can't say right now. But honestly, I'm absolutely loving life over here. And I'm so glad I made the move when I did as well. It was just all like perfect time, because I came around when I was on tour with James last year. I think it was around September time, and I said to my manager, I was like, look, what do you think about me moving over here? And he said, right, let's do it. Because I'd already done 4 massive reality TV shows back home. So I'd cleared up with them. So, I mean, while I was young and single and wanting to do that kind of thing, I just wanted to give it a go. And honestly, I mean, I look at this like home now. Everyone's brought me with open arms, and couldn't be better.
So you're living in Sydney. What hold it
yeah.
against you? But you do know that Melbourne is the better city, don't you?
I've been in Melbourne a few times, you know, and it's actually a really good night out as well. I've been up there a few times for charity events and stuff like that, and I absolutely love Melbourne. To be honest with you, Melbourne and Sydney are more like England for me, more like home as well. I mean, I love the Gold Coast as well. So
yeah,
there's a lot of English up there, though, so it's not like you're moving from home. It's like you move from home to like another English city, because there's loads of English people.
Well, Vicky, in Melbourne, we have the best restaurants. So if you love good food,
really?
Melbourne's a place. Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I love nice food. I like nice cocktails over here as well. The weather over here, because it's so bloody nice, I found myself, I'll just go for like a nice walk past all of the bar with my mate and that, and then past, like, you know, have a look around, and you end up drinking cocktails all day, enjoying the nice weather. And I was like, it turned into a little bit of a thing I was doing every sort of day and that. But yeah, I'm absolutely loving life over in Australia, and I couldn't be happier. Yeah,
now, of course,
everything's sort of planned out well.
the big show coming up is Australia's Ultimate Worldie.
Yes, which you
are filming right now for MTV with the gorgeous Melody Thornton from the Pussycat Dolls. She's a bit of all right.
Yeah, she sounds, you know, Mel's just like, she's just like funny, good banter, and she's just a laugh to be around. We've only just started filming last week, and to be honest with you, I mean...
Would you go there, Ricky?
No. Nah, I mean, we enjoy working together. She's a friend, and that's it, really. This TV show is going to be massive. We're literally going around the whole of Australia. But the thing is, well, me and my manager Shane, we've already done this tour before. We did it about a year and a half ago, and the dramas that entailed along the way. I mean, this is a life changing opportunity for whoever's going to win, male or female. But when we did this tour a year and a half ago, honestly, Leo, it was absolutely insane. And we both sat down at the end of it and we were like, that was mad. That is a TV show. So I went back and did other things. And then when we spoke about it, it was like, yep. And then it was like, right, all systems go kind of thing. And it's just, yeah, I mean, we started on last week. And when you watch it, you'll understand it. It's just TV, God. It's unbelievable. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be a life changing opportunity for someone that is like $10,000. Calendar, there's a management contract, and
we should say a worldie must possess the following qualities.
Explain, or do you know what it is?
I think I know what it is.
Tell me what you think a worldie is.
All right, must be quite hot, charismatic, good sense of humor, a good body, and
you've got a positive.
A
mistake, haven't you, Leo? Don't lie.
You know what? I mean, to be honest, Ricky, honestly, I can probably do sense of humor. And I can probably do positive for life, but hot body, sorry, mate. I've got a bit of a keg happening, not a six-pack.
thing is, right, what I'm going to be looking for is going to be completely different to what Melody's looking for, and Shane, my management. Because at the end of the day, he's going to be signing them as well. So it's got to work. I mean, it's not just about looks as well, Leo. They've got to have good banter. They've got to have good personality. They've got to be just like that epic human being that everyone takes a warm into. And this is what I've said as well. This could be a girl next door, or anyone really, or your male next door, or your brother, or your sister, or anyone really. We've done Gold Coast and Brisbane, and it's just been two completely different ends of the spectrum. But it's perfect, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking for like that unturned stone. Do you know what I mean? It's not just like a modelling competition at all. It's far from that. And they've got to have all qualities. So. Yeah, honestly, Leo, I'm buzzing to be filming this because it's like my baby that we did this year and a half ago, so...
Now, Ricky, I had a look on your social media. Now, you went to Sexpo a few weeks ago. What was that like?
Yes. Woohoo! It was crazy. I did Sexpo last Brisbane, I think.
Yeah.
I think I did Brisbane, and it was just an absolute laugh. 3 days there. I did meet and greet, went around, got a lot of toys.
What goodies did you get, Ricky?
I got Jackie like a...
No, yourself.
Like a 10-inch...
Not Jackie, oh, yourself, yes.
I didn't get any for me, you know.
Why not?
I literally got like 3 bags full as well. I was like literally going from every shop and going through. I went on the big... Have you been to Sexpo before?
I have been to Sexpo before, yeah, of course I have.
Yes. Right, have you been on the big cock ride?
Oh, I love a big cock ride right now.
You know what I mean, though, when you're inside like, the roller coaster thing, when you see like the cock going inside the vagina, and then it goes left to right, and then you can see the cock going in and out.
Oh,
and
you fantastic!
Can go faster, and then the roller coaster's going from left to right, and then finally, like the guy ejaculates, and then yeah.
My goodness!
The magic happens.
No,
it's
Lucky.
Actually quite funny, man.
Lucky, if you were to buy some sex toys, what would you buy? What tickles your fancy?
I've never had a cock ring before. I'd love to try one of those bad boys out.
I have to say, they're actually quite good.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I might check myself out and buy one, really.
Just be careful.
All the toys, I was thinking when I was going around as well, I was like, oh, I'll keep some of these. But then I left them all the thingy, but I literally got, oh my God, have you tried the vibrating glove?
No.
Oh my God. When I was there, these women walking around with the vibrating gloves and testing on people, and they came up to me and they did it on the side of my face. I was like, no way, that feels unbelievable.
Wow.
And apparently you use it when you put it on the clitoris and that. And I was like, if I was a chick, I'd literally be ejaculating within 1.5 seconds.
My God.
Like, it was insane. Get yourself one. It is unbelievable.
Getting back to the cock rings, Ricky, I think a leather cock ring with that you can sort of strap on. Don't get those.
Oh, really?
Don't get those metal ones because you might be able to get it off.
It's rubber, the one that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. So
get the leather one. Yeah.
High time moment. Got to go to hospital.
Yeah. On a different topic entirely, but met a spider the other day as well.
Do you know what it is? I keep seeing redbacks everywhere. I think because I look for them as well. I'm really bad for it.
I've never seen one.
Like, I'm an absolute nightmare. Like, I mean, when I first moved to Australia as well, when I was in my apartment, I was staying at the Gold Coast. It didn't have aircon. It just had fans. So I was leaving the windows open. And I was checking my shoes, looking underneath my bed, looking on top of the cupboard. I'm an absolute nightmare. I hate spiders. Honestly, I've got a massive phobia of them. But, I mean, since I've been here, I've seen redbacks everywhere. And I just need them. I'm just one of those people. Do you know how people can go out and just find money on the floor and find cards and stuff like that? Mm. Melody's good at that, by the way. She finds everything on the blue floor.
Oh.
Like, I seem to find spiders everywhere. They seem to be everywhere. But yeah, I honestly hate them. And it's the smaller ones that are more deadly as well, aren't they? Not the bigger ones.
Yeah, well,
even more.
Yeah, I think in Melbourne it gets a bit colder, so they're not really that. I've never
not
seen
really
one.
About.
No, not really.
I've seen hundreds.
Now, Ricky, finally here on Joy, we're Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, and this week is a very special week because it is our radiothon, and it's to raise money for the station so we can remain out loud and proud. So, so what's your favourite music at the moment? So what are you into?
Favourite music? To be honest with Leo, I'm into everything and anything. I like quite house music. I'm a little bit of, I think it's the Italian in me, I'm a little bit of a romantic as well. I like love songs and all that crap.
What about Australian music?
Do you know what is, like, this is the thing with Australia. Since I've been touring here from three years ago, when all the clubs I go to, it's all, do you know that Aussie beat where it's like, is it Gabba music? Gabba music? You know what I mean? That, like,
yeah.
It's got that, like, Aussie beat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That like, proper, like, yeah. You know what I mean, don't you?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
That beat. Yeah, I mean, it hasn't really changed from 3 years ago. You've obviously got your standard Justin Bieber music and all that stuff. But, yeah, I mean, that Aussie kind of stuff, I mean, it's in every single club that I go every single time.
Well, last night, I actually went to a gig last night at a gay club. And guess who performed, Ricky?
Melissa?
No, Danny Minogue.
No way.
Yeah, do you like her?
Yeah, man, she's cool. She seems fine.
Yeah, she's lovely. She came in here last week. She was beautiful. Love you, girl. Love her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do it, my management, Shane, he's obsessed with Kylie. Like,
well, yeah, well, the thing is, Joy is Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, and we play so much Kylie. We like Kylie FM.
Yeah.
Now, of course, go on.
Yeah, I was going to say, she is like Australia's, like, sweetheart, though, isn't she? She's like the face of Australia, really, isn't she?
Well, she's our queen, you know.
She's
up there with, you know. Ricky, was it Gorshia? Oh, your surname's going to... You're distracting me.
Guaraccio.
Guaraccio.
Just say Guaraccio with me. Everyone just says
Guaraccio. Ricky Guaraccio as my special guest this morning on the Friday Morning Show. Yeah, I'm from Geordie Shore. He's currently filming a new MTV reality TV show called Australia's Ultimate Worldie, which is starting very soon on MTV. Ricky, thanks so much for the chat this morning, mate.
No problem at all. Thank you very much for having me, Leo. It's been good chat.
It's been a great chat. And next time you're in Melbourne, you must come in and see us here at Joy, all right?
100%.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.